It's 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf. Susie Landers is here from the City of Houghton. We bring you a look every week at what's going on in the city, brought to you by the City of Houghton. You've been gone for a couple of weeks from our show.
I have.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. No, I had a couple meetings I had to attend, and someone had to put the turkey in on Thursday morning. No. I shouldn't say that. My mother might be listening. I didn't do that. I'm lying.
Honesty is always best policy when you're speaking in public.
That's right. No. Yeah, you know what? I had something else going on, and I was traveling back home on Thursday morning. So, Bubba, always there.
Yep, filled in very ably last week.
He sure does. Wonderful. But no, glad to be back, and things are going well in the city.
Yeah, and Christmas things are going on. They're doing gingerbread at the library, the museum this afternoon.
This afternoon they have a workshop, the Gingerbread House Workshop, from noon to 5. So that sounds like a great afternoon, if you ask me. That sounds wonderful.
See, I have no idea how to make gingerbread.
Well, see, too bad you couldn't go.
Yeah, see, I think you take some bread and pour some ginger ale in it and let it dry. And
there you go.
You've got ginger. I'm thinking there's probably more to it than that. But this is set up so that you can either work on the gingerbread house, the stock gingerbread house at the Carnegie Museum, or you can work on your own.
Exactly.
If you want to. They do ask that you bring along some nifty candy decoration type things to share with others who are there, kind of a share and share alike thing.
Right. Everything is not provided, so it's nice to bring a few little extra things along. But yes, that's going on, that's actually the preliminary, work that has to be done prior to the open house. That'll be next week, December 13th at the Carnegie, which is from 2 to 4. And this year, again, they'll have story time and, all the different little events like that. So it's always a nice time at the museum. Also going on right now that I think we've forgotten to mention a couple times is we have the citywide can drive that we had kicked off during ladies' night. So if people are coming downtown to shop or they just want to stop at the city center and they want to bring in some canned goods that we will then get to the local pantries, our doors are open for that, trying to, make sure that everyone has some food on the table during this season. Actually, not just during this season.
Yeah.
It's all year round. All year round. So.
Yeah. But I think we think of this season more specifically because other expenses for families go up.
Right
now. Electricity goes
everything,
up. Heat bill goes up. Everything goes up this time of year. So the stress level goes up on our friends and neighbors who are financially struggling. And we want to make sure that they all are well taken care of.
Definitely. That's right. We have to be giving all year round. Getting back to, I should have mentioned too, that Santa usually stops at the Carnegie Museum on that day, but this year he won't be.
No, he's found a new home downtown.
Has. Actually, it's an old home.
Yes, that's
it's
true.
it's the home that we've used. People our age remember Santa being at the toy line at Swift's.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that this year in downtown Houghton, if you would like to visit Santa, he will be there every Friday through the season from 6 to 8. And then also on Sundays from, I think, 10 to 1. And on Sunday also, remember, you can bring your pet.
Yes, bring your pet to meet Santa.
Yes, and, so that's exciting.
Your pet can say what he or she wants for Christmas.
Right.
Santa will understand.
That's right. Santa does.
Santa knows these things.
He understands all of our creatures, all of our animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, including some of those little kids. Yeah, but take the kids out to see Santa Claus at Swift's Hardware.
And it has such a good warm feeling being in Toyland.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Santa should be.
That's right.
So glad that Marilyn has brought this tradition back.
She has, and then some of us, if you get there and you have an opportunity to see Santa, take a look at Santa's chair. That's the chair that has been here for years and years and years. So that's wonderful. But anyway, moving on. Everything is going well in downtown Houghton. We've been doing great with the snow removal. Things are going well. The stores are very welcoming. Everybody is ready for a wonderful holiday season. And next I wanted to talk about is we are at the city, we are putting together a new committee. And I thought I would start reaching out now. I don't know the exact name of this committee that we're going to be calling it, but right now I'm kind of just giving it a tag of the Downtown Houghton Waterfront Initiative. and this is, I think we've talked about this before, is we need to start working on our waterfront and making it a seamless from, you know, the water up to Sheldon, up to Montezuma, up into the M26 corridor, just so we all feel as one. We have a beautiful waterway here.
Yes.
That is underused.
Yeah, and that we certainly have talked about before, that there are all sorts of opportunities for us to use this waterfront. And we have some really bright spots on the waterfront. Kestner Park is a gem. The little East Waterfront Park is very, very nice. And there are some other good spots as well. But tying them all together and starting to coordinate activities based in those places, waterfront-based activities, would be a big step forward.
Right, and we want to also make it a little bit easier. I know we've gotten some feedback from boaters that, okay, you know, they've given us some ideas. If you would do this and this, it'd be much easier for us to dock and, you know, get out of our boats or off our jet skis, whatever, and come and enjoy our town. So we're looking at that. And also on the flip side, you know, making it the docks, maybe doing some tweaking of the docks and you know, putting in kayaks and, you know, kayak docks and things like that. That's so popular right now. And the paddle boards are real popular. Just having a good spot for people to access that waterway.
Yeah, it'd be good to get together, brainstorm some ideas,
right,
and see what we can do to, first of all, make some immediate impact, and
right,
then maybe some longer-term impact.
We're going to be working on
well.
A master plan. We're definitely going to be working on a master plan. Actually, a sub-master plan that already is attached will be attached to the city's master plan. So this is basically just to start brainstorming, getting some ideas. Definitely there's things that we can take the initiative this spring and maybe put in place for this coming summer.
Yeah,
but
even
as you
things
know, these
as simple
things take,
as some signage.
Right, some better signage, just exactly. Maybe tweaking, like I said, tweaking those docks a little bit. Maybe they just need a little bit of repair.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but I'm really excited about this. This could really bring a lot of water traffic to the city.
One of the things I was very surprised about when I moved here was that I don't see the type of boat and water activity that I had expected to see.
I totally agree.
I mean, I coming from downstate, let's face it, the summer is a little longer and the water is a little bit warmer and there are more people. But Saturday and Sunday afternoons filled with sailboats and
right,
powerboats and jet skis and things of that nature, that's just something that hasn't really caught on here to this point, and I think it could.
I definitely agree, and I think that that's where our focus is going to be. I'm looking to get a great group of people, not only just from the businesses in Houghton, but also the residents of Houghton, as well as all of our neighbors, because this is everyone's downtown. This is everybody's waterway. You know, so I would like the input from all different walks.
Well, and especially those people who use the waterfront now or would use the waterfront if there were certain amenities in place. We'd want to hear from those people.
Right, right. And my big thing has always been like, I like to walk down on that waterfront and maybe purchase a kite. You know, some fun summer things and having that ability to have some little kiosks down there where they would, you know, have some commercial kiosks where you could buy things and have fun summer items. And
sure, if we can attract enough people down there, we can have a few vendors and they can they can sell some things, little foodstuffs and
exactly
things of that nature. It could really be an every weekend party through the summer.
Right, right, right. And there's a lot of things we want to start looking at. So that being said, if you are interested in this, please contact you can contact me through the city, or I'll give at the end of the show here, I always give my phone number. Please give me a call. Even if you don't want to become a part of this, it's going to be a very informal committee starting out. So don't feel like, oh, if I join, you know, I'm going to be locked into, you know,
yeah,
meetings every other week. Definitely not that at all. But if you just want to even just throw me some, throw out some ideas, you know, it's amazing what can spin off of one idea.
And even if it's just kind of a half-baked idea,
right,
you never know when you combine it with somebody else's idea that it really it becomes the spark that starts something.
Exactly. Because, I've been to places where they have water shows, ski shows every Thursday or something on the water in different communities. I'm like, how great would that be?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, so there it is. There's a lot of different things we can do. So that's our focus right now during the winter. Give us something to look forward to for summer.
Yeah, and it'll make you think warm thoughts anyway.
Right. So that's one big thing that we're working on. The other thing also I wanted to mention is we still have some space available, as well as in downtown and in the city of Houghton, for businesses retail space or office space, whatever you need. So we are compiling a new updated list on that. So if you, you know, if you're still kicking around ideas of starting something new or moving, expanding, whatever, we definitely have the resources.
If I were a building owner and I had some commercial space, would I want to be getting in touch with you to let you know that it's available?
Please, because I have found that people just assume that I know. If they have a little, sometimes they just have a little office that's available, and
Don't you know? I thought you knew everything.
I know.
I thought, you know, things just kind of float through downtown Houghton and stick.
But no, definitely, if you have retail space, office space, anything like that that you feel I should know about, please call.
And also, in terms of resources, where if you have something that maybe needs to be developed.
Definitely.
In that regard, there's retail space I know that kind of sits unused because it's outdated.
Right.
Or outmoded in some way, shape, or form. There are ways, in some cases, that can be addressed.
We can help with that. And it's amazing. Sometimes people just don't know you have to ask. You know what I mean? It's like you might go by that office space, whatever, and say, geez, it looks, I don't think that's it for me. I would need this or this. Most owners in this community are very they're willing to work with you.
So if you've got an idea, call Susie and you can get her through the city center, or you can call.
Anytime, my number is 906-370-3110.
And you have an office in the Douglas building.
I do, right at 523 Sheldon.
Right downtown. So thank you, Susie.
Well, thank you, Todd.
And go make some gingerbread or something. Exactly. Are you going to go gingerbreading?
Well, I don't think I'll get over there to have quite a few meetings, but I will be there on the 13th.
Yes, because that's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Yes. We have details about all of the things going on at the Carnegie up on our community calendar.
Great.
At KeeWinRReport.com. You can also check the City of Houghton website.
Please.
Because they have a calendar there as well that follows activities going on in the city. Thank
and also,
you, Susie.
One more thing for you,
yes,
a second. Also, remember to check if you're on Facebook, please go to the Downtown Houghton Facebook and like us, as well as the City of Houghton Facebook page, because we do post a lot of things on there to keep you updated. And when stores have specials, they're a lot of times posted on there.
It's important stuff.
Yes, it is.
Good. Susie Landers, thank you.
Thank you, and enjoy your day.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.